Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Anna Amy. She is the Director of Housing at the Apartment Side of Hastings Senior Health and Living. We are joined today also by Pastor Kate Kennedy. She is the chaplain at Hastings Senior Health and Living, and Hastings Senior Health and Living is a part of Cassia. We are so happy to have you both in studio. Thank you so much for coming in today. Anna Amy, how are things?
Things are wonderful.
Oh, things are wonderful. I love the sound of that.
You know what? It's a great community, and Hastings does such a great job of supporting us, and it's fun to see all of our residents out and about. It's still a beautiful time of year, so we're getting out and enjoying the new season of all the fun things that are happening
for
in
sure.
The area. So it's nice that they're, and we're actually very excited when you said Pastor Kate. We're excited to have Pastor Kate to welcome her. She has been
Thank
here
you.
For a little over a month and a half.
July 13th.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Well, congratulations. That is great. Before we go any further, we have to, of course, say that our beloved friend, Pastor Gordon Gathright, the chaplain, longtime mm-hmm. chaplain at Hastings Senior Health and Living, did pass away this last year. And that's been a time of transition, I would assume, for all the folks and the staff at your complex. So it's nice now to have somebody in place that is going to continue to lead people in their faith journey as they age, which I think becomes even more important for a lot of people, I think, as they see the end of their life. So I'm interested in learning more about you, Pastor Kate. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up actually in rural Northwest Iowa and came to college and went to St. Olaf College. And I have, minus 1 year that I spent in Portland, Oregon, I have lived in the Twin Cities since 2002. So now you also know how old I am.
So have you always been a faith-filled person? Tell us about your journey at St. Olaf. Did you study theology then?
My faith journey is, I hope I can write a book someday. It has been up and down and back and forth. I've always been a very spirit-filled person. I've spent a lot of years exploring different faiths, and it was probably in 2018 that I felt called to go to seminary. So I started in fall of 2020, which don't know if anyone remembers what happened then, but that was an interesting time to start seminary. But that was what brought me to seminary, was a calling back then. So what did you do before then? I went to college. I have a degree in theater and gender studies from St. Olaf, and I have a concentration in religion. And after that, I was an actor in the Twin Cities for several years until I had my daughter in 2008. And then I did my graduate work in education at Hamline University. I taught early childhood education for several years. And then I stayed home with my kids. I have three children. I stayed home with them until I went back to seminary.
And what did that calling look like?
It started really when I was in college, but I kept not answering that call because I really thought, I'm not really the type of person who should be in seminary. I don't know what that type is, but to me, it just didn't fit.
What did that feel like when you were in college? What was the calling? What did it feel like then?
It felt like something very much outside of me, because my person, you know, me, Kate, inside was thinking, well, why would I go to seminary? But it stayed with me, and it stayed with me for 20 years. And
did somebody encourage you specifically about this?
Yes. In 2018, I finally told my pastor. She's a good friend of mine, Pastor Jen Rome. She's the pastor of Pilgrim Lutheran in St. Paul. And I said, you know, this is silly, but I've always wanted to go to seminary, but, you know, I couldn't go to seminary. And she said, what? Why? Go to seminary. And I did. So she really encouraged me, and it was really wonderful, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Well, I'm very interested, though, to know that journey, because that must have been tugging at you as you were doing these other things in your life.
It was very much so. And along that journey, like I said, I studied all kinds of scriptures from many different faiths. And I think that's probably what helped my call to healthcare chaplaincy. Because I knew when I was going to seminary specifically, I was going to go into healthcare chaplaincy. So I work really well. I am a Lutheran pastor. soon to be ordained. I graduated from a Lutheran seminary, but I really am a chaplain at heart, which is an interfaith position. So that's a really special area of expertise for me.
So what was this process then to start working at Cassia? Is this your first chaplaincy job?
This is my second chaplaincy job. My first chaplaincy job was a very exciting stint. It's where I did my clinical pastoral hours at the University of Minnesota, Fairview. And very different environment. A hospital chaplain is very in and out.
You don't really have repeat customers.
No, you don't. And you're often working with people in very, very acute trauma who are working with shock and, you know, accidents and results of crime and things like that. So it's a very different environment. And I will say that working in the long-term care, working with this population has been just an enormous blessing to form those relationships.
Well, it sounds like you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's awesome.
Thank you. I like to think that too. I think God would agree.
So what does a day look like for you? And I know no two are the same.
Right. That is true. No two are the same. I get to work at 8 and I kind of set up my day from there. I make sure that I set up who I need to see in that day, individual people I need to see in that day.
And how is that determined?
It is mostly determined by me going through the roster, and I keep what I just call a rota. It's a personal rota of who I need to be seeing. I need to see the new patients, new residents first, so that they know who I am and what I do, and so that they get a spiritual assessment. And after that, then I kind of go to my rota. It's like, who am I cycling through? Like, who is the next person I need to see? Who are the people who have had some maybe special difficulties that need to see me sooner? Who are people that I can wait till, you know, Friday, for example? So it's an ever-moving list of who needs to be seen. And I also lead services in the long-term care center and the assisted living. And I lead Bible studies as well. So there's lots of planning for those services and studies. And I'm also chaplain to staff, which is really a really important part of my job. So I also do rounds with staff as often as I can.
Well, I would assume that when you are with staff, they need a lot more of a way to blow off steam or, you know, spiritually, to just have somebody to lean on than most people would realize.
I think that's really true. You know, they work in a stressful industry. Your job, Anna, is incredibly stressful. Everyone there is there because they have a passion for working with this population, but it's not easy. And it's often, I think, very much needed to have someone who can just listen and just be there without judgment, a place that's very confidential, will not be shared. So I take that very seriously.
Well, I'm really happy that both of you have found your niche. Anna, you certainly have found your niche. How long have you been the housing director or some sort of iteration of that?
It's been 18 years.
I can't believe that.
Time
so
flies
wonderful.
By so fast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It started as just doing some fun activities with my seniors and enjoying them and having just a great time. But our company is a great company, and they encourage growth, and they invest in our employees.
Absolutely.
And so I had the opportunity to grow and become the housing director. And, you know, they really do. We have great speakers that come, and we offer scholarships. So there's a lot of things they do to invest in an employee. So it is really, Kate can attest, now it's a great place to work. And she's been so welcome. She's just, you know, when you have a pastor that was, you know, Pastor Gordon was very well loved, it's hard to come. And we had a great interim of Pastor Jack to have us look at things. But Kate has been, and she is Pastor Kate, but she's also Kate too, because you can just, she's just, pastors, they sort of elude love. And she has that gift to, you know, make you feel welcome, make you feel comfortable, and connect with you. Because everybody's at different levels of their faith path. And, you know, sometimes when we're going through major trauma or, you know, major concerns, especially near, you know, we all know at some point in time, end of life is coming. But when you work in the senior category, you know that it's probably coming a little bit sooner. You know, and not only do you support our residents and our employees, but you're there for families too, because, I mean, they're going through those changes with their loved ones, and you need that support. So, I mean, that's the beauty of our place, that you have that support surrounded, mm-hmm. you know. So while you're carrying the torch and being an advocate for your parent or your loved one, there's somebody else there to help you along the way.
What did you know about Hastings Senior Health and Living before you got here?
Oh, this is such a great story. My mom actually sent me the job listing, and my aunt and uncle have lived in Hastings for, I mean, over 50 years. So I grew up coming to Hastings, and she sent me the listing, and I said, oh, I don't know. They probably want someone more experienced. You know, I just graduated. But I applied and interviewed and got the job, and now I have a space in Hastings, which is a place that I grew up coming to and I love very deeply, and soon will be my hometown. So I'm just really excited to be part of the community, and Cassia could not have been more welcoming, and yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yep. Well, let's talk about some of the folks that you have ministered to. I'm sure it's all over the board. You know, you are meeting people, not probably as acute situations as you were at your last position, but certainly some people have things that are in their life that make it difficult. And we all need to lean on faith if we can. How do you approach that with all of your residents?
Well, so here's where I'm going to bring up Pastor Gordy. I never had the privilege of knowing Pastor Gordy, and that I wish so much that I had. Everyone has made me feel very welcome, even though I know that that was a very painful transition. I like to think that Pastor Gordy is maybe with me a little bit, even though we didn't know each other in his life. But a quote from him that my chaplain mentor has passed along to me was, just love them. Just go in and just love them. Let them know that they're loved. And I've really tried to embody that. And certainly I can never embody it the way Pastor Gordy did, but I can embody it the way that Pastor Kate does. And I like to think that he's up there guiding me a little bit. So.
Well, that's a wonderful way of looking at it, and it's a great visual.
You're doing a wonderful job. We are so blessed to have. It's a challenging role, mm-hmm. no matter where you go, and then to follow someone who has sort of a pretty big legacy, yeah. is a challenge. But we're hoping we welcomed you so well, because you're doing a fabulous job, and our residents and staff are very lucky to have you.
Thank you. And yes, I have been so, so welcomed.
Oh, that's wonderful
yeah,
to hear.
It has been.
So do you spend time then over at the apartments also?
I do. I spend about 8 hours a week there.
Okay.
And then more if needed to. So, yep, I have my office hours over at the apartment building, and I do a church service every other Wednesday afternoon. And in October, we're starting a Monday afternoon Bible study. So I love Bible studies, so I'm really excited about that. Yep.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yep.
Pastor Kate, tell me some of the stories that, obviously no names, but some of the things that you have helped people with since you've been here. I'm sure there's a wide variety of things that people turn to you for.
Yeah.
More than maybe just spiritual.
A lot of what I do, well, there's a range of things. Sometimes I go in, and the thing that I have found that is most true, and this was also true in the hospital setting, is you cannot know from just a simple introduction what your conversation is going to be. You have to sit down and really be present, because something that happens a lot, and I'll just give one example, but this happens often. Last week, I went in to see a resident, and this person was new, had just arrived, and I introduced myself. I said, hi, I'm Pastor Kate. I'm the chaplain. You know, told them a little bit about what I did, and the resident was, like, very pleasant, very, like, oh, it's very nice to meet you, and, oh, I'm fine. You know, like, I'm fine. I don't really need anything, and if I had left at that point, that would have been the end of that conversation. But I knew I needed to stay. And what happened was I got the entire life story, the entire situation, the emotions, the difficulties, the fears, you know, everything from end of life to what happens after we die to I'm afraid about this person in my family. I mean, it was very, very emotional. So that's the thing I've learned, is that you really have to be brave enough to sit, to go past the kind of just, oh, okay, well, don't need anything. Well, then bye-bye. You really have to sit and dig a little bit.
Anna, that probably is something that you at your job do also.
You know, it is a great opportunity for us to always, we learn so much about somebody, and then you think, wow, I wonder what they were like when they were younger. Because we just get to share in this little part of their lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you're so surprised because, yeah, it is that first quick glance. You think, oh, they got it all together. And then, you know, they're sharing. And then there's different family dynamics. So you get to really learn their family mm-hmm. and their life story. So it's kind of fun. I mean, you get to share in a little tidbit of their life, and it's a gift. And, you know, we're blessed that we are able to, you know, give them that love and take care of them near the end of their life. So, I mean, it's a blessing for us, too. I mean, it is hard work, but it's just such a blessing to be a part of that and be able to love them to the end.
It's an honor to be a witness to their experience.
And I think it's a reminder to all of us that we can't lump, quote unquote, older people all together, that everybody Absolutely. Comes to the end of their life, whenever that is, with a whole life experience of who they were at one time. And maybe now they're not that same person, but, you know, to honor that and respect that. And it must be a big privilege for you.
Unbelievably. Yeah,
it really is. It really
I'm really happy for you in your new position, Pastor Kate. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And if people would like to learn more about either the apartment side or the caregiving side, can you tell us a good contact info?
Yes. Well, you can check us out. We are on the web, and our address is hastingsseniorliving.org. Or you're welcome to call me at the apartments, and that number is 651-480-6300, or the care center at 651-437-6176.
Love it. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in today. Our guests are Anna Amy. She's the Director of Housing at the Apartments of Hastings Senior Health and Living. And also, we want to thank Pastor Kate Kennedy, the new chaplain at Hastings Senior Health and Living. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar.